This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, it's the evening edition with Kelvin Yee, Aman Rashad and Cam Raslan.
Coming up, we'll get a better understanding on the developments in the SRC international trial.
You can always join the conversation. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming your way on the evening edition.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:06. In the meantime, we are moving on to our next story. We are talking about the court case involving former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak and SRC International. This is after the High Court today ruled in the morning that he must enter his defence and answer to charges over 42 million ringgit misappropriated from the former subsidiary of 1MDB or One Malaysia Development Berhad.
The SRC International trial began in April this year and it involved 57 witnesses being called to the stand. And this morning, High Court Judge Muhammad Nazla Muhammad Ghazali said that the prosecution successfully proved a prima facie against Najib on all of his seven charges. And these charges include criminal breach of trust, money laundering and abuse of power.
Now, Najib's lawyer, Tan Sri Muhammad Shafi Abdullah, has said that the former premier is shocked by the court's decision because he was expecting an acquittal on all charges. Najib has decided to give a sworn statement from the witness stand in his own defence. This means that he will be subjected to cross-examination by the prosecution.
And this, of course, is... it's an epochal moment. This is an absolute first in the history of Malaysia. Mm-hmm. Hopefully a last, actually.
Yes.
And it's not a day I thought would happen where the court case will go forward. But having said that, I have to say I'm a bit confused about what this all means.
Mm-hmm. So don't worry. This is why we do have a dispute resolution lawyer on the line. It's Lim Wijet. Wijet, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Let's start with this. Can you give us a refresher on the charges that have been brought against the former Prime Minister?
The SRC International case is a small piece of the Behemoth 1MDB scandal puzzle. Now, SRC International started off as a relatively unknown company in 2011. There were many changes in its ownership and directorship. Later on, 1MDB bought shares in it and SRC International became a subsidiary of 1MDB. Now, what really put SRC International in the limelight is that the Ministry of Finance Incorporated took over SRC International in February 2012. Thereafter, the retirement fund, Kuap, provided a $4 billion loan to SRC International. Now, the Malaysian government provided the guarantee to Kuap for such loan. And out of the 4 billion ringgit loan, it was alleged by the prosecution that 42 million were channeled through several company accounts and ended up in the personal account of Najib Razak. Now, there are three categories of charges against Najib Razak in the SRC International case. The first category is for three counts of criminal breach of trust. This is based on the allegation that Najib, as the Prime Minister, Finance Minister and Advisor Emeritus of SRC International, enabled the 42 million to be channeled into his personal account. The second category of charge is for money laundering. Now, the allegation here is that 42 million which entered into his personal account were illegal proceeds and hence he laundered money in the process. The third category of charge is for abuse of position. The allegation here is that Najib Razak used his position as Prime Minister and Minister of Finance to commit bribery involving that 42 million sum when he participated in the decision on behalf of the Malaysian government to provide government guarantees to Kuap in respect of the 4 billion loan.
And so we fast forward to today, right, with today's High Court decision. Why was today's court proceedings so significant to the outcome of the trial?
To answer that question, I need to describe briefly the many stages of the criminal trial process. Now, obviously, at the beginning, charges will be read out against the accused, and the accused will either plead guilty or plead not guilty. If he does not plead guilty, then the prosecution presents its case. And this is what I call the first stage of a criminal trial process. In the prosecution's case, prosecution witnesses and evidence will be adduced. These witnesses will be subject to cross-examination by the accuser's lawyer. And at the end, the judge will decide whether a prima facie case has been established by the prosecution. If there is no prima facie case established, then the accused is acquitted. But if a prima facie case is found to be established, then we enter into the second stage of the criminal trial process, whereby the accused is invited to enter his defense. In that sense, the defense will normally call the accused himself and several defense witnesses. They will be subject to cross-examination by the prosecution's lawyers, and at the end, the judge will finally decide whether the prosecution has proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt. In this particular SRC International case, what the High Court judge has held today is that prima facie case is established. In other words, the first stage of the criminal trial process is finished. Now we enter into the second stage where the accused is invited to call the defense. Now, this is significant because it at least shows that the prosecution has proven all elements of the charges for the time being, and it is Najib's turn to rebut those evidence.
Okay, so we had a lot of messages coming in about this. So what does prima facie mean?
Prima facie is a Latin phrase, and when it's translated, it means on first impression. Prima facie in legal terms simply means this: the evidence adduced by the prosecution, if not rebutted or disproved, is sufficient to convict the accused. So, when a judge makes a finding that a prima facie case has been established, it means that the accused must now enter his defense to rebut or disprove the prosecution's case. If he doesn't, then a conviction is inevitable. That is what prima facie means.
Najib Razak's lawyer said that the former premier is shocked by the court's decision because his team had rebutted the facts of the case through submissions to the courts. Did he have good reason to believe that he would be acquitted?
I make no comments as to whether Najib Razak has good reason to believe he will be acquitted. Now, only he and his legal team will be able to answer that question. As to being shocked, well, as a fellow lawyer myself, I would say that lawyers will always strive to paint the best picture of their respective clients. I'll leave it at that.
So the former PM has been asked to enter a defense to his 7 charges. What does this mean and what are his options?
Now, the accused has 3 options when he is invited to enter his defense. Number one, the accused can remain silent. If he does so, it inevitably amounts to a conviction, because the very definition of a prima facie case is that if the prosecution's case is not rebutted or disproved, then it is sufficient to convict the accused. Option number 2 is for the accused to give an unsworn statement from the dock. This means the accused will go to the witness dock and will give a statement, but he will not be subject to cross-examination. Now, if you recall, this was what Anwar Ibrahim did in the Sodomy 2 prosecution. Now, the disadvantage for this second option is that the probative value of that unsworn statement is very low. The reason is simple. It is because that unsworn statement is not subject to the rigors and testing and pressure of cross-examination. The third option, and the most common option out there, is for the accused to give a sworn statement from the dock. This means that the accused enters the witness box, gives a statement, and then he or she is open to cross-examination from the prosecution. Now, the probative value of that evidence is obviously higher than an unsworn statement from the dock. So those are the 3 options available to Najib Razak at this stage.
So we know that Najib has opted to give a sworn statement. What can we expect to happen moving forward?
Since Najib has opted to give a sworn statement, which is the third option I mentioned earlier, it means that he will appear as a witness and he will be subjected to cross-examination by the prosecution's lawyers, which will no doubt be rigorous. He is also entitled to call any number of witnesses he so chooses to bolster his defense. Now, the goal of the defense at this stage is simple: create reasonable doubt. This is because it is the prosecution's duty to establish the case beyond reasonable doubt in order to secure a conviction. The defense needs to poke holes into the prosecution's case and to deliver a reasonable doubt in the mind of the judge.
So there's a lot of information and legalese for most people to digest. What sort of misconceptions have you found members of the public having?
I think there are two major misconceptions by the public in respect of SRC International. The first, which I predict will happen, is that the public will assume that Najib has been found guilty and he's going to jail straight away after today's decision. Now, that is not the case. As I mentioned earlier, we have only completed the first stage, which is the prosecution stage. We are now entering the second stage, where the defense will be able to adduce evidence, and this takes time. That leads on to the second major misconception among the public. Most members of the public will think, well, if Najib is not in jail yet at this stage, then he's innocent. This perception is not true. The criminal justice process, we have to understand, takes time. There is a due process that we as a nation of civilized people and the international community expects to be abided by. And there's a maxim up there: justice hurried is justice buried. So we have to be patient in respect of these trials, which involve very complicated financial transactions.
Wijaya, thank you so much for clarifying some of those complexities. That was dispute resolution lawyer Lim Wijaya with some explainers on the ongoing SRC International case with former Prime Minister Najib Razak. Cam, I hope that helped you.
Yeah, some. A bit. Let's see how the memory retention bit comes along.
It's a bit like sports, Cam. So Najib is under attack, so he must defend himself now in court.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Well,
interesting way to think about it. If you want to listen to that again, it'll be up on the BFM.
Yeah, I think I might need to listen to it again.
As well as the website, bfm.my. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.